Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset and Manifestation Podcast. You guys, I'm squeezing in this episode before I fly to Miami today. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I can't wait. It's weird though, I haven't left South Africa since last September, you guys. It's April. And if you know me, and if you've known me for a while, you know that my mentality was like, it's been like 4 weeks, I feel like I need to get on an airplane. Like, I could not sit still. I could not stay in one place. I could not stay in one country. I was constantly traveling for like pretty much 4 years. Always traveling, never had a lease, never had a permanent home. Everything was temporary. And since I did a lot of healing on like the word home and my root chakra and just embracing staying in one place, it's so interesting. I feel like now it's like, I mean, I want to go to Miami. I'm very excited to go to Miami, but for the very, very first time in my entire life, I'm sad to leave my home, and I'm 100% going to get homesick. And I'm 100% going to miss Cape Town and everyone in my life here. And that's new for me. I've never had that before in my whole life. So that's so beautiful. And I love that for me. But yeah, we're flying to Miami today. Guys, the flight is so long. So I leave here today at 1 p.m. And then the first flight, I believe, is like 9 or 10 hours to Doha. Then I have a layover in Doha, quick, like 2 hours. Then the next flight is 16 hours to Miami. I'm like, oh my god, I really hope there's Wi-Fi on the airplane or else I'm gonna go insane. And I was just saying to T last night, like, I used to love flying. It was my favorite thing in the whole world. I would look forward to the flight so much. And I feel like now that I get older, I, like, don't love flying as much. I kind of feel like it's a waste of my time because I can't work. And, like, I can't talk to anyone and I'm just existing in the air, but that's also when I do my best thinking. I feel like, I don't know, because I'm like closer to the universe or what the fuck is going on, but good shit happens to me in airplanes. So I'm just gonna embrace it. It's gonna be fun. And then tomorrow I wake up in Miami and I'm so excited. Can't wait to be with all my friends. And I'm having a coffee while we chat. Weirdest thing, since I got sick, now I can drink coffee no problem and I can eat everything. My stomach, like, reversed itself, and now it never pains. It never is sore. I'm just, like, I feel like I have my boyfriend's stomach now, and it's the best, and I really hope I stay this way. I think when I took, like, I didn't take antibiotics, but I took, like, pain meds. I feel like it, like, cleared out my stomach. I don't know. Okay, I'm rambling, and I want to get into today's episode. So I wanted to make an episode because I get a lot of questions about this, of how I organize my day, how I create more time in my day, more space in my day to get everything done. And for example, in the past 2 days, I've had to fit 5 days of work into 2 days. And that actually did stress me out when I was sick, but now that I'm not sick, I was able to get everything done, feel very good. I'm actually ahead of the game. I have a few things to do at the airport and such, but I feel very good and I can take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off and enjoy Miami. So that's so exciting. So I want to talk about, yes, that's definitely like the way I structure my business. And I share that inside of Freedom Club, like how I'm able to have that type of freedom and still earn money. But on a productivity scale and like organization scale, I want to talk about how I do that. So this is going to be a little bit like logistical planning, but I love an organization and logistical moment. So firstly, for my organization tools, I use Google Calendar and Google Tasks. These are my two shining stars. So Google Calendar comes free with my email, and I'm pretty sure if you have a Google email, you have access to Google Calendar. And I love it. Any online calendar, some people use Apple, whatever you have access to. And then something that I don't hear a lot of people talk about is Google Tasks, T-A-S-K-S. So Google Tasks is a free add-on, and you can have it as an app extension, sorry, an email extension on Gmail. and you can have it as an app on your phone. Okay, so I have both. So basically, when I open up my email and I open up my inbox, on the right hand side, there's a little tab that says like Gmail, Keep, Google Tasks. Just Google how to add Google Tasks to your email. It should automatically be there if I'm not mistaken. And then I have it as an app on my phone, so it automatically syncs. So the way I use Google Tasks is this is how I keep track of my ideas, downloads, fleeting thoughts, things I need to remember. Like for example, I'll read you what's in my Google Tasks right now. I have a reoccurring Google task that is like check emails every morning, share on stories, post in Slack, and chat in Voxer. So that's my everyday task. And that's like at the beginning of the day, that's something that I do every single day. I have to pay my acupuncturist. He told me when we were acupuncture, he was explaining this thing to me called micro meditation. And he's like, remember this. And so like, usually where do you do that? You like write it down, put it in a note in your phone, it gets lost. So I put it in my Google task and then I can take action on it. These are things I need to take action on and cannot forget. I love I'm just drinking coffee in real time. I'm not going to edit this out. Then one of my clients asked me to send them more homework. One of my clients asked me to review their funnel. And also tasks has a little checkbox beside it. So it's like basically a to-do list. It's an online to-do list. I was talking to my coach and she recommended that I just start doubling my output. So I wrote double output. Plan, this is supposed to say webinar. I want to host a webinar next week. So plan my webinar. And then I have a list to do of things to do on the plane. I have to move a client call. I have to re-record something. I have to fix my quiz, study this ads thing. I need to refund a flight and I need to upload module 7 for Millionaire Mentor. So this is just like shit I need to do. Can't lose track of it. Cannot miss any of this. These are all very important things. And this is how I keep track of those things. So if I could recommend one thing, Google Tasks has like changed my life. Are you looking for a tool in your back pocket that can support you morning, afternoon, and evening to reduce stress, improve sleep, heal your money mindset, manifest your dream body, manifest your soulmate, and help you feel good? I don't know if you guys have heard, but I just launched my app. It's called the Higher Self app because what this app allows you to do is heal limiting beliefs, heal trauma, heal past experiences to allow you to step into your highest self, to raise your frequency so you can have, do, and be anything that you desire. This is the secret to how I have manifested everything in my life. 7 figures, my soulmate, my dream home, quantum leaping my income. This is every tool and every audio that has allowed me to do so. This app is one of its kind. It's not a meditation app. It's a subconscious reprogramming app. So we go into your subconscious in this app and we heal. We heal the limiting beliefs. We heal the trauma so that you no longer repeat these patterns in your life and you can break free of your old paradigm and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. You can check out the link below. You can get a 7-day free trial and try it out for yourself and experience the shift that hundreds of other students have created already, manifesting money, manifesting their soulmates, manifesting this life that they didn't know was possible because they finally started to rewire the subconscious, which is 95% of your life. Your subconscious creates 95% of your reality. So if you're not manifesting that and if you're not healing that, then you're creating the same reality over and over. So if you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, check out the free trial below and enjoy your manifestation journey. I always wondered, like, and I talk to my clients about this all the time, but like, how are you keeping track of your good ideas in the shower? How are you keeping track of like things that you want to do? How are you keeping track of just like if a client messages you or if your assistant messages you, like, I need this, how are you keeping track of that? So this is how I keep track of all that. Life-changing. Start using it. You're going to change your life. Okay, so that's a big one. But let's go into how I use Google Calendar. So I will say that pretty much every week, I kind of have like a designated thing. So Monday I work on my offers, on any course creation, and I do not have calls on Monday. I've started adding calls on Monday just because I was sick and I'm traveling and I kind of like a Monday call. So I might actually change that moving forward. I always was like, no, I don't want any calls on Monday. I usually have it free just to like chill. I'm usually maybe tired from the weekend, but Monday has now been one of my, Monday is like probably my most productive day. I think because I don't have calls, so I just send it. Tuesday, I record a podcast in the morning. I have tennis and acupuncture always. I record content and I usually don't have calls, but because of this week, I do have some calls. And then Wednesday and Thursday are my call designated call days. So I'll batch calls on those 2 days. Typically, I'll still have a little bit of work to do around like Millionaire Mentor or any course creation I'm doing or anything that I have tasked in terms of like pushing the needle forward in business. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And then Friday is typically a chill day for me. I always do my Q&A. So every single week in both Millionaire Mentor and Freedom Club, I have a coaching call. So I do those coaching calls, which is so much fun. And then this is where I'll typically book some appointments if I do. So maybe I'll do like a nails or like an energy healing. Sometimes I do a second acupuncture depending how I'm feeling that week. And that's where I kind of just like add like anything extra that I didn't get done in the week, I do on Friday. But Friday is actually pretty much like an off day for me. So I kind of only work 4 days a week. And what I do is I batch everything in Google Calendar. And what I mean by that is the night before, every single night, the night before, I will plan out my next day and I will block in time to do things. So I'm kind of like my own boss. So I always, always, always block in my morning routine, block in my workout. Essential, always non-negotiable. And I swear to you, that's how I'm able to remain so consistent with my morning routine and my workout. Is it blocked in my calendar? And like, if it's in my calendar, I'm fucking doing it. And then I'll look at any calls. So there, the calls will always be in there. And then I'll look at my Google tasks and anything I need to do that needs to get done, I will block in my calendar. Again, if it's blocked in, I'm getting it done. So I'll typically block in like batches of time to work on content creation, recording for my courses, like whatever needs to get done. Anything that needs to push the needle forward, I will block in. How many times did I just say block in? But again, if I'm not doing this, I'm not getting shit done. I'm just like leaving it up to like, oh, what do I feel like doing? And that's never a good way to organize your day because you're always just going to do the easiest, quickest things first. I always do the needle pushing forward things first. And I really schedule my day around my energy. So I have a fuck ton of energy in the morning. That's when I record my podcast. I also have it. I pretty much have a lot of energy throughout the day. Sometimes it will dip around 3 or 4, but not really lately, if I'm being honest, actually, since I've been consistent with acupuncture. But if I'm noticing my energy is low, I'll block in more like mindless tasks later in the day. So I don't really do my emails in the morning. I leave that till later in the day. When my brain is most active and like focused is when I'm doing my most focused tasks. So I used to not do this and I think you're losing so much productivity. So work with your energy, notice when your energy is the highest and do things that you need to do early on. And there's a book called Eat That Frog. If you're having issues with productivity, getting shit done, just read the book Eat That Frog. It's so easy. It's a simple, I listen to an audiobook. It's such a good book to become more productive. Incredible. Now, something I want to mention for my entrepreneur babes is Traction. It's a book called Traction, and in that book, it teaches you how to do weekly and quarterly meetings in your business. Now, within Millionaire Mentor, I am going to be running my clients through how I do my weekly and quarterly meetings and how that works. But every quarter, me and my team, we do a quarterly meeting. And from that, we set big goals for that quarter. So every single week, what I'm meeting with my team, we are addressing those big goals. Are we on task? Are we off task? What needs to be done? Are we on track to finish it in the due date? And we're always addressing. I think this is something that I never really see entrepreneurs doing. And this is how you do those big needle pushing forward things. So they're called rocks because if you think about a jar, and if every day you're filling the jar with sand, meaning you're doing like tedious tasks, like just working in the business, meaning you're doing your calls, your content, and you're never working on the business will never push forward. So our philosophy is we do needle pushing forward things every single day, which is how we are constantly growing our business. So we are working on those big things, the ad campaigns, the new courses, the influencer campaigns. Like, I'm just listing random ideas, but those big things that are actually going to push the business forward. Sand keeps your business running, meaning you're just doing the things that you have to do, but you're not actually putting time and investment and working on the business. How much time are you working on your business versus in your business? That's a very good question. And if you're not working on your business, that's why your business isn't growing.
Are you wanting to start, grow, or scale an online business, but you're lacking accountability, you're lacking a blueprint, you're lacking community, and you honestly just don't know what to do next? This is exactly how I felt when I started my online business. I felt alone and I felt very overwhelmed. But over the past 4 years, I personally have built 2 online businesses that have generated over 7 figures in income. I've put together the exact method and strategies that work so you don't have to struggle anymore and you can get the results faster and quicker. I want to tell you about Freedom Club. It's my 12-week business accelerator that blends mindset and strategy so that you can start seeing success externally and feeling it internally. By enrolling in Freedom Club, you can start to expect that people are going to be reaching out to you saying, "Oh my gosh, your business is looking so amazing. I'm so impressed with you." You will start to have the financial freedom to spoil your friends, your family, and most importantly, you. If you want to join a supportive, uplifting community and start taking the step in the right direction toward building your business so you can finally be financially free and live life on your own terms, apply in the link in the show notes and we can hop on a call to ensure it's the perfect fit for you and creating the future and life that you dream of. All right, back to the episode.
So I love this method. Again, I'm teaching it at Millionaire Mentor. I feel like Millionaire Mentor gets all my behind the scenes, never seen before, never taught before things. Every week I'm like, this is so weird, you guys. I never talk about this, but this is like the creme de la creme, good fucking shit. So Millionaire Mentor is getting spoiled. okay. And that's pretty much how I organize my days. I love this method. I've been using it for years and years. It's so simple, but it's so effective, and I feel like the most productive bitch alive. Like, literally, I brag to my boyfriend all the time that I'm, like, the most productive person. okay, my lovers, I am going to sign off. I am going to do a little workout. I am going to go for a beautiful walk. I have a client call, and then my boyfriend's driving me to the airport. You guys, just the cutest thing ever. I came home yesterday, and Tian craved made me a little care package for the airplane. I'm like, I cannot. How did I find you? How do you exist? You are the cutest human in the entire world. Okay. I feel like you guys are my besties. I'm just like updating you on everything and I don't want to leave because I want to tell you everything. But next podcast will be in Miami and you'll get my Miami energy, which is going to be a fucking unlock. Okay. I love you guys so much. I'm going to say bye now. Anyone that you know that's struggling with organizing their day, productivity, send this to them. If you want to share it to your stories, I'd love to repost you. And if you haven't left a review, it only takes like 5 seconds and it truly makes my day. And I would be so grateful. Okay, thank you so much. I love you guys deeply and I hope you have the best week ever. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis. All you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show. Take a screenshot right away and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.